Grace to and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the key three festivals of the Old Testament, the Feast of Tabernacles, the high festival in the Jewish liturgical calendar, that people would build tents to live in for the week, like camping out, right? Recalling their wilderness wanderings, God providing, delivering them to the promised land. 7 days, nights filled with singing, dancing, ceremonies. Imagine a whole parade of worshipers and musicians, like flutists, and led by the priest to the Pool of Siloam. And the priest has two golden pitchers. One is for wine and fills the other with water from that pool. And the flutes continue to play. They chant Psalm 118. And then the procession heads back to the temple. The temple crowded with people. The trumpets sound as the priests enter. And then they approach the altar where the two basins are waiting. And they pour the wine into one of the basins as a thanksgiving drink offering to the Lord. And then they pour the water in the other basin, an offering unto God of thanksgiving for providing rescue and cleansing. And the procession with the flutes, the singing, such a joyous occasion. You know, an ancient rabbi wrote, anyone who has not seen this water ceremony has never seen rejoicing in this life. But that's not all. They'd have the temple illumination, the four massive candelabras, 75 feet tall, with four drums on each. Hundreds of musicians, a glorious celebration. And the temple illumination would be seen for 100 miles. A historian wrote that there is not a courtyard in Jerusalem that does not reflect the light. You see, the temple of God, God himself, to be the light of the world. God attaching his promise to water, wine, not only to point to God providing blessing, cleansing his people, but it all pointed to the Christ. Water, wine, his word foreshadowing the new covenant, what Christ does in you. And so Jesus arrives in Jerusalem for this feast. He comes across a blind beggar, heals him, in order that the works of God might be displayed in him. You see, the real miracle given to this man is not his sight, but the miracle of faith, that he sees the Christ. I mean, for so many see and are spiritually blind, and this is in our life too, right? A particular messianic character foretold by Isaiah that with the Christ, the blind will see. And everyone knows this. There are no healings of blindness in the Old Testament. I mean, there's even a couple resurrections, but no one ever receives their sight until now. He must be from God. And more than that, he is the promised Christ who brings rest, light, healing, and joy. And the disciples asked, who sent Jesus, the blind man or his parents? Foolish question. All are sinners. Yet like his disciples, have you ever asked yourself, what have I done to deserve this? Why is this happening to me? Me too. And for reasons we often see suffering, affliction, as a sign that we are out of favor with God. He's unhappy, punishing us. I mean, dare think that he is working against us. And I'm sure you also know people. You know someone who is mad at God for some reason. You know, not even in the Garden of Eden was suffering meant for our punishment. God cursed the ground, the thorns growing and the thistles, right, making it difficult for a man to provide for his family. to keep us humble, to keep us looking to God alone for life, for every good thing. I mean, God did not multiply the pain in childbirth because he was upset with Eve and he wanted to punish all women as a result. No. Oh. You can ask Emily down there how that went. But it was to be a painful reminder how God works. Brings good out of bad. Even the promised Christ to come in the flesh through the womb of a woman, to see in his cross blessing, comes from hurt, new life, from pain, even death. You know, do not judge the Lord by what you see, feel, or experience. I mean, do not evaluate the one true God and his attitude towards you based on what you have or don't have or perceive in your life. Don't judge God by what you see in the world. You know, suffering and hurt, misfortune, is not because we've irritated God who's afflicting us. I mean, we do suffer because we live in a sinful world and we know ourselves as sinners. And some will suffer and hurt more than others for reasons that God alone knows. But no one has it easy. No one gets by unscathed. No one is spared. And more than that, we have a Savior who suffered for us. He says, "For judgment I came into the world, that those who do not see may see." He came to be judged in your place, given your punishment, suffers hell's wrath, your wrath, that you be forgiven, that you will not be punished for your sins. And many are blind today. It's everywhere. They refuse to see the kingdom. And even there's many who don't see well, that they think his word, his sacraments, the means he chooses are not enough for our lives and his church. God still heals by means of water and wine, bread with his word, always powerful. It always does what it says, what he says, that the works of God might be in you. Oh, how this is so. Every Sunday, people here are healed, sinners forgiven, the sick see the great physician, for this is why he came. The illuminating work of God in a man born blind and people like you and me, born spiritually blind and so very often don't see very clearly. St. John says, "The Word became flesh and tabernacled with us. The light came into the world. For this is the sent one, recreating in you living waters, the temple in the flesh, tabernacles even with us today. The light of the world will lead you through this dark, sinful wilderness by his light to the Easter promised land of heaven, to see him, our life with eyes of faith. His mercy endures forever. It does not fail. Like the blind man, even without our prayers, God will come to your aid. And you may not know the whys in your life, but it is not to such knowledge that you cling, but to his promise, the works of God being displayed in you. So, oh, come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. We know that whatever happens to you in this life, is but an opportunity that the works of God might be shown in you until the day when you see him face to face. In the name of Jesus, amen.